Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We're going to review Yellow Jackets for you now. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this Paramount Plus television show available all around the world on that streaming service. It kicked off on November 14th, 2020. Apparently on Showtime, actually.
Oh, really?
In the States. But yeah, Paramount Plus for us here. It was renewed for a second season in December. So very impressed with it, were they? It's a psychological drama created by Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson. Stars Melanie Lynskey, Tawny Cypress, Ella Purnell, Sophie Nelisse, Jasmine Savoy Brown, bunch of people, Christina Ricci, and Juliet Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
It is 10 episodes long. All the episodes are around about 55 minutes to an hour. It's a bit of an investment of your time.
Yes, it was.
And Wayne, what's it about?
In 1996, a team of New Jersey high school soccer player girls traveled to Seattle for a national tournament. And then while they're flying over Canada, their plane crashes like deep in like the wilderness or like the Rockies or something. And then the remaining team members who are left to survive there have to do so for 19 months. So this show is about their attempts to survive while also tracking their current lives in 2021.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I think it's fair to say, some Lost vibes.
Oh, this is Lost going versus, on. This is Lost crossed with Alive or something.
It is. Now, the critics have had this to say.
Go on.
100% of critic reviews, 66 of them on Rotten Tomatoes, are positive.
100?
100%.
Have we ever seen this before?
With an average rating of 8.1 out of 10. There's a few films that hold that 100% rating. On Metacritic, which is always harsher, the weighted score is 78 out of 100 based on 28 critics.
Also very high.
There we go. We don't get a cinema score, of course, because this one's not in the cinemas. All right, Wayne. I was the one that recommended this to you.
Yes.
I badgered you into it. Actually, I gave you a choice. I said Wormwood, Colon Apocalypse, or this. You said, give me 10 hours of Yellow Jackets, please.
That's right. I chose to watch 10 hours of a show rather than spend 3 hours watching two shitty zombie films. So I'm completely comfortable with that decision.
You're exactly right, except for the word shitty. But anyway.
Wasn't shitty, eh?
Not shitty. All not right. shitty at all. Right. All right. What did you think?
Okay. So, a lot of buzz about this one.
No pun intended.
Yes. and I think my overall view of it is that, yes, it's intriguing. Yes, it's interesting. I don't know that it's quite for me because...
Hot damn!
Well, not only because this is very overall view, but like I judge a show by how much I'm clamoring for that next episode.
Okay. That's a fair indication.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't wait for that next one, right? This didn't give me that. I probably could have left it about halfway through. But having said that, I know.
Jeez.
Having said
what
that...
What has happened to you, Wayne?
No. It's just that I think just a bunch of girls surviving in the wilderness isn't necessarily that interesting to me. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's not, and also the flashbacking and forward of them now versus then, now versus then.
Great device.
Well, I found myself initially for maybe two episodes going, so which is the young version of this one again? Because they didn't really look that alike.
Oh, bullshit.
Christina Ricci looks
some
exactly
of them
the
look,
same.
And so does Melanie Lynskey's character. I think she looks a lot like
she
her.
She looks way better when she's young. But she... Like, she's cute and she's young, you know what I mean? Anyway.
This makes complete sense to me.
Shut up. Yeah, and then some, like, Juliet Lewis.
No, she does not. Absolutely not.
Different hair color, everything, right? So, well, like,
yes, that can happen. But I don't think their facial structure
not close.
And however, I think what they're going for, Juliet Lewis...
Is that she crashed and burned?
Is that she's led a very hard life as a result of what happens out there. And so she looks 10 years old. She's actually older in real life. I looked this up. She's 4 or 5 years older than most of the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
But she looks 15 years older.
She looks, look, I guess this is a makeup choice, but she looks terrible on purpose, like a real burnout.
Yep.
Although, I will tell you this, looking at her, I went, oh, like this, right? I went, Jesus. because I'm an asshole, Paul, right?
Yeah.
But.
Well, Wayne's cunt, moving on.
Yeah, so, but overall, I would say, look, it's cool. I didn't realize what it was. You told me something about Lost. Okay, fine, right? I had not expected there to be, this is up for debate, any supernatural element in it. I didn't know that there was going to be that.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't necessarily dislike it. I was just thinking, oh, okay, so it's this. And then I will say that sort of the last sort of three episodes is where I did start digging it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now we're there.
All right. Well, we'll get into spoilers, but not yet.
Yeah.
Here's the $64,000 question. Yeah. You said, I could have been out halfway through.
Yeah.
But I got into it in the last three episodes. Therefore, are you back for season two?
Or are you done? I want to come back for season two. And I will tell you this. I was probably, and this is where I think it all went wrong. Not went wrong or happened for me. I was expecting an American-style TV show, which gives you a season, introduces characters, and by the end, it's wrapped up real neat. Okay,
that's not true. They have lots of seasons of multiple seasons of American TV shows.
So how to get away with murder is like that,
right? So they answer that mystery.
Yeah, and then there's another one. But they don't do that with this one.
No, but it's not that kind of show.
Well, I didn't know that.
Lost, they did. Most shows don't answer everything.
Well, I'm waiting for like the end of the season. Okay, give me that answer. Give me an answer. And there's like five answers that you don't know, yeah. Right? And I was like, oh, so it's like. It's like an anthology or whatever, you know? It's an anthology.
It just continues on. The storyline continues.
Yeah, but I need a bit more fucking closure by the end of that first season to make me happy, Paul.
Are you unaware of the way shit works in television?
I didn't get hardly any answers, bro. Hardly any. Don't you think? Like,
you got some answers.
2.5, all right? Yeah. And there's another 5-6 questions. And
good.
And don't get me wrong. I will.
I don't think it's going to build into a Lost thing where they just... created so many questions.
God, I hope not. Because if that happened, pun intended.
They completely lost track of them all and just didn't bother with a whole bunch of shit by the end of that show.
Because Lost was shit by that stage, right? I know you and I disagree on this, but I will agree
the storyline Lost got wayward.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and so this one here, no, it's not like that, and I don't expect it to quite be like that. But this is the thing. I never watched The Bachelor, Paul, or any reality TV, because I hate it when girls start fighting with each other. I just hate watching that fucking dynamic. I'm like, ugh. I think I'd rather eat some piss.
I think so.
And occasionally have. So,
Much like the girls we're talking about having to do in this show.
Exactly. So, that's why I think that it's just a subject matter that wasn't quite my cup of tea. But completely, like, to be as objective as I can be, it's still objectively a good show. It is well written, well made. The acting and the performances are great. And I know that because the bitchiness of the girls really grated on me. So, that's very authentic.
Well, let's imagine for a moment. Now, we've heard Wayne's opinion. Let's hear the pro side of this show. I obviously very much enjoyed it. I'd heard, again, that word, the buzz, from a bunch of different people out there. Went in with an open mind. The wife and I watched it together. She's enthralled. I'm enthralled. We burned through this very fast. We timed it perfectly as we started watching it. And then right as the last episode dropped, we caught up to it and then got to watch it around the same time. So we managed to avoid all the spoilers and whatever else for those 10 episodes. And then I went on a deep dive, was reading about it and reading interviews with the creators and what they kind of hoped you would get out of this and what. So a couple of things I didn't quite pick up on. I wasn't sure, that kind of stuff. And then obviously not giving away things for season two, but they did confirm a couple of things that we'll talk about in spoilers as well. I'm all in. I think this is great. I think it's an excellent sort of next generation of Lost. Like you say, mixed in with Alive. I really enjoyed the supernatural elements that the Lottie character brought to proceedings in particular. But then also we had Taya's sort of supernatural experience when she was younger that was really driving her very scientific approach to everything and her poo-pooing of all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the dynamic that was created between these girls. And I think the characterizations in this show are fantastic.
Do you?
Yeah. Honestly, we've got a wide range of girls. A couple of men mixed in, young men and young boys and one man mixed in there. And it's playing out in really interesting, intriguing ways. And it's a couple of things didn't see coming at all, which really impressed me.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It definitely did surprise me when it wanted to surprise me. And so I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's good. I'm just saying it might not be for me.
Well, it's hard to argue against. You know.
But like, this is an interesting thing for me as well. I think this is one of the benefits of being in a relationship. When you watch it with your lady, right, and she's digging it and you're digging it, you're both digging it more than you would, but you know, more than the sum of your parts, I think.
Potentially.
When you enjoy it with someone, I think it actually makes a lot more.
Oh, yeah. If someone's sitting next to you, oh, this is shit, whatever else.
Exactly. Your enthusiasm it goes the other way.
Can drag. That's for sure. But it's very rare that I'll watch something loving it.
I reckon
she will hate it and vice versa. Because we just don't watch those things. Yeah, we know what we like and don't like, generally speaking. So I don't bother to watch any sci-fi show with her virtually because she gets bored very fast.
Yeah. I think if we
don't watch any romantic shows because I'm just gonna check out.
Even you and I don't watch romantic shows. So yeah, so that's it. So I actually think that would have been. I think if I was watching it, if it was a couple show with me or something, it would make a really good couple show because it's got like girls in it. You know, that kind of thing.
Because it's got girls in it.
No, but it's primarily
qualify that a bit more.
No. Yeah, it's primarily dealing with the issues of women.
Yes,
and you are entertaining your woman by keeping her with you. Are you not? Of course you are.
Well, I think the show does really well. I thought I'd be bored by the current day storyline, the 2021 basically stuff.
I think that jarred me a little bit. No,
I wasn't. Especially the further it got in. And once, you know, there's a certain development or two that happens, it's like, oh, okay, now it's almost as intriguing here as what happens back there.
Agreed.
And especially since the show's played very coy and done it very well with, oh, we've got these four. You know, these are the four that clearly survive.
But you don't know.
But they don't definitely tell you everyone else has died.
Exactly.
Right? We know one character has definitely died because it's alluded. Yes. Well, it's not definitely.
It's a pinning of the show, yes.
Yeah. And you're waiting for that moment. And you do get that answer in this season. So that was the main story arc that was wrapped up here.
And I actually like how that was handled. I will tell you also that I think my favorite thing about the show is the soundtrack.
There's a lot of music from the time, the era, which is our heyday.
Like, suitably hammy sort of 90s choices, like Marky Mark, and they're doing shit like that. And you know that...
Pretty sure they had Radiohead Creep in there at some point.
Yeah, and they had... what else? They had... tons of other shit. But like, you know, Smashing Pumpkins Today. That's what actually opens the first pilot. I've been wanting to open a show or a movie like that with that song for years. I don't know if you remember this, but when you were editing Reap, I came up and I said, hey, guys, wouldn't it be cool if we started with this... Right, and I was like, look at this, and then with dang, 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 and you guys went, yeah, that's shit. So
didn't really fit the tone of the film.
No, but again, I remember pitching the idea, and then they see it here. I'm like, oh, good, you know what I mean? So that was nice. So
fair enough. Look, I've really enjoyed this show. It's not without its little foibles. I think some, for example, the ambition of the show outstrips its budget. Some of the effects are really ropey on some of the creatures.
I was just like, the animals,
and whatever else, the animals in particular. I'm like, not really.
I didn't romp into that at all, actually.
That really annoyed me. I think they went a little strong, for example, on trying to show the transition from the forest in summer into winter.
Into all of a sudden
the color palette was really strongly, like, it's exaggerated to the point where we're like, oh, that doesn't look real at all.
Really? Okay. Yeah, okay. Again, didn't notice it.
And I will agree. I think there is a little, not a lot of wheel spinning, but it could have used some tightening in those middle episodes. I think there's a few scenes that play too long and it re-emphasizes its point over and over again. Like, we know Natalie's a fuck-up.
Yep.
We know she's a fuck-up. I don't know how many different ways we need to fucking see this and it be told to us by 15 different characters. She's a fuck-up.
Yep.
We got it the first 14 times. Probably 15, 16 was too much.
Yeah. I mean, that...
That's my only criticisms, though.
Did you run into the... no, it's a spoiler. Sorry, I'll cover that. Okay.
Hold that thought. If anything else is not, more generally speaking, a spoiler.
One more thing. There's a song by Ultravox called Vienna, which is very popular. Oh, Vienna! That one. That's the shit. I actually liked it more every time I heard that. I heard it about 2-3 times. Anyway.
Okay.
Again, soundtrack.
Great.
Soundtrack, motherfucker. Soundtrack.
Wayne, talking about a soundtrack, we should be reinforcing this, not deriding him. All right, well, that's our general view. So it's definitely a big 2 thumbs up from me. You're also giving it a thumbs up, sort of general positive score.
It's good. It's going to be a general positive score.
All right, but stay tuned for the Wayne Negatron theme. You got that ready for me today?
Oh, no, sorry. Jesus. Look, I'll just do it live. Don't worry about it.
There is your hook. If you've seen Yellow Jackets, follow us into spoilers on the side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, Wayne hates everything this
year. No, I don't. This is... Yeah, look, I don't think... all right, look, I'll tell you this, right? Who's Kristen Ritchie's character name?
Misty.
She's genuinely, disturbing. Like, this is such a disturbing character.
And she's brilliantly played.
And you see it from, like, when she was young. Oh, yeah. And she finds the plain black box and smashes it. And I'm like, you fucking bitch.
We were like, whoa.
And you know why? It's because here is where people find her useful.
Yes.
So she wants that to contain.
She felt valued.
Even though she's dooming everyone.
And she thought she had a good shot with Coach Ben.
Right. So she's fucking nuts, man. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's well established again, 25 years. The other women want nothing to do with her.
And she's got a lot of fucking, like, she's actually good at shit, they even say, right? She has a lot of, it's a pretty, like, diverse and useful skill set, which makes her even more dangerous. And she obviously has no problem killing people.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where it's said, but I think there's a line somewhere in there or a couple of conversations about the implication being that they divide into a couple of tribes, warring tribes.
Oh, is that what's going on?
I thought I picked that up somewhere. And obviously the big hook is somebody gets killed.
Yeah.
And eaten.
Right, so that's the implication. Though I've not seen formal cannibalism.
Well,
have I?
Well, again, it's all shown in those sort of staccato shots of sort of memories of what happened, and someone goes into that. I would imagine it's where the stakes stick out of the ground.
Yeah, that's the beginning
that
bit.
Trap.
So
and then
we don't know who actually did
they're
that.
They're dragging her by along like a slab of meat, and then we're cutting to people eating by the fire. So the heavy implication is cannibalism, right?
Right.
And they keep alluding to, we can't let ever what happened there get out. We can't. What, other than murdering your fellow survivors of the plane crash, what's the next worst thing? Cannibalism, right?
But then the point was made that if you had to eat one of you, they'll treat you like those people in the movie Alive, where you get sympathy.
Well, I would have thought that too, but obviously whatever goes on out there is pretty fucked up.
Well, okay, so now it's cool. So what, you're talking about tribes and so on. It seems to me like Lottie, And this is the good thing about the show, right? I completely discounted her for most of the show.
I assume she was the one that fell into the pit and got killed.
Yeah, she looks like her.
Because she had long, hair. Blackish hair.
Exactly. I thought it was her, but I looked closely at this and it's not her.
No, I think you're right.
And you can tell the last episode
of the show confirms Lottie's alive. She's alive, She's running this cult.
Yes. Yep. Now, that's what happens here. So what we get is the Ranga girl and some other girl join up to Lottie's cult when they're there, right? So they're in her team and they're at the end, they sacrifice the bear's heart and they kneel down. That's shit, right? So clearly she's since then, I'm guessing, has actually developed a cult, like a proper one with robes and motherfucking symbols and shit, right?
But if that's the case,
yeah,
the only way this works is if the other four survivors, so Natalie, Misty, Shauna, and Taysa,
yeah,
if they don't know about it. Because instantaneously, if you were being blackmailed,
you would go to that.
And or you were questioning whether, what's his name? Is it Adam?
Yeah.
The guy who dies.
Yep.
Or you know, they're told it's suicide. Those two things, you're automatically going to go cult, aren't you? So they can't know this cult exists.
Well, I don't think they do.
So that's the only way this works. So they think Lottie's dead and she survived.
Yeah, that's what I have to
happen. Or they know Lottie's alive, but she just disappeared into and has never been heard of again.
Well, the people in the cult, the acolytes or whatever that came in with the robes, had that symbol.
Yep.
And they always reacted to the symbol as, oh, that's the one we saw on the island.
Yes.
They don't say, isn't that also the one Lottie uses for a cult? So they definitely don't know who they are, right?
That's all fine. I was reasoning that in my head. This has to be a revelation to them as well.
Yes. And exactly. So that's the interesting part about it. I didn't know if she was anything. And then it turns out she's a force to be reckoned with at the very end.
We saw her in the first, on the pilot. It was her dad's money or her parents' money that got them the private chartered plane flight to wherever they were going. New Jersey, was it?
They were going to...
New York, wherever it was.
Yeah, wherever.
For the...
Seattle.
To Seattle, sorry. From New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
For the Nationals.
Yep.
So if not for that, they would never have crashed and blah, 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 blah. Yep. So she comes from money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see her taking her pills. And it's very like the maid giving her pills to take. Right. So they're antipsychotic pills.
Yep.
Because we saw what happened when she was younger. She started screaming, freaked her parents out. They didn't drive through. And then a car came through the intersection and smashed.
Yeah. By the way, thanks, Mom and Dad. We only saved your life. And let's fuck her up and give her drugs.
I would assume we'll see a lot more about Lottie's story in the second season.
Yeah.
And that things got a lot worse from there. Because you wouldn't be going to medicate your child at that point. You'd be like, whoa, this is...
I'm making money off her, man. What's a lot of numbers, bitch? Yeah. So
there you go. So that's really intriguing and interesting to me. I think the way her powers slowly... were confirmed through the course of as she came off the pills because she ran out of them. Really good.
I think her powers, if you will, are only confirmed with the bear scene. Before then, she's just a crazy bitch.
No, there were other things she was saying that were coming true as well.
What'd she do? So she headbutts the glass, right, and cuts herself. So that's like a psychotic episode, I guess. Yep. We don't know, right? And that's where I'm like, oh, is it supernatural? Did something come into her or something like that, you know?
But she knew there was a dead guy upstairs. She knew something really bad was upstairs.
Yeah, so she's like a psychic of some sort.
Yeah, she's a psychic.
Right. Okay, so there's that.
And there was something else that happened as well.
Who gave the Ranga girl that bone necklace? Was it her or was it the Christian girl?
Can't remember.
Yeah, but like, so that's another like talisman or something that actually kept that person safe. And then she gave it away and got attacked by the wolf. So there's some shit going on like that, right? So that is, again, it's interesting enough for us to sit there, oh, what happened here?
Yeah. And then the big storyline, of course, is Shauna and Jackie and what happened between them. And it took me a long time to kind of, not that I agree with it, obviously, but you're banging your best mate's boyfriend behind her back.
Yep.
You fall pregnant. Yep. I think the timeline doesn't work, by the way, so she's going to lose that baby.
Well, there's some...
Because her daughter is not 21 years old.
No, there's some chatter about, well, did they eat her baby?
Oh, God.
I know! It's pretty fucked up, right?
That's dark.
It's dark as shit. I don't think so because you...
Not much of a meal.
Exactly. It's not feeding like however many kids are there. So, but that's like... you're right. So, either she had the baby and then somehow got away and then the kid somehow was estranged. I don't know. The kid would have to be like 10 years old.
The kid would be 21.
21. Yeah, so the kid could be around.
And her daughter's like 17, 18. But why doesn't she have it then?
Well, that
so
was...
she thinks the daughter's dead if the daughter didn't die.
Right.
I say daughter.
Is it daughter? Is it a kid?
Yeah, sorry, well, it could
some
be a son.
Are saying, what if it's fucking Adam? What if she was fucking her son, right?
What?
You know the younger guy that she has an affair with?
No.
Yeah. Shauna has an affair with the younger guy in the year 2021.
Oh, yes, there was that talk, yes.
So people are saying, is that the baby?
My apologies. I said Adam was the...
Isn't his name Adam?
His name is Adam, but yeah. I got the guy who was out there with him. His name was wrong.
Well, that was it. So that's like, but that's already weird because like then the only thing that points towards that is that her daughter's researching this guy after looking at his license and saying he doesn't exist. So he says he's 35, but what if he's 24?
Travis was the guy I was talking about.
So
that's been debunked and confirmed in my readings by the creators that Adam was not that. So here's my arguably biggest problem with the current
day.
Let's go. Why is this guy so hardcore after her?
See, everyone thinks I'm the asshole, but Paul's just as big asshole as me.
I forget the way that she looks, because I think she's got a very pretty face, Millie Linsky and all the rest of it.
No, I like she's cute.
A bit overweight, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about her being so amazing that a guy like him couldn't get... You know, A, she's married. B, you know, she's not interested. She's not really showing much to you. Like, what is it that draws him to her?
Okay, so I have a take on this, and that is...
You would have a better take than most.
Well... What a cunt. all right. So he's an artist, right?
Again?
He gets re-rendered, right, by this woman.
Wayne's an artist who likes to get re-rendered. Continue.
I guess I walked into that one. And then this girl turns up and he, for whatever reason, goes, oh, I like her. I'm going to try and like be meet cute
with her. That's my point. I understand that moment you might flirt your way out of some danger, some trouble territory, but not that he did anything wrong. It's all about what she did wrong.
All right, Paul. So I'm going to ask you. How many artists do you know as in career artists?
Not
we
many.
Know about two or three, right?
Not many.
Okay. I know about six, I would say.
Yep. That's it. You're much better qualified.
And they've all made very odd partner choices, shall we say, in the vein of what you're talking about. It's like, really?
Why do you like younger, her? He's better looking.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Well, according to a 49-year-old woman I know, she said, if you go on like dating sites, heaps of like 25, 26-year-old guys are trying to fuck a 40-year-old, 40-ish-year-old woman. It's like a thing, right? Obviously, I understand you don't. But but that's like a thing. She said lots of little guys are trying to get their fucking like bones up.
Cougar stamp?
Yeah, pretty much. Or stuff like that, right? So that I don't find necessarily too un-thing.
Okay.
But he's
so into her.
He's so into her because he's an artist and he's passionate about one thing all the time. Right. I know. Look, I've got a few more problems than that.
All right, go on.
Let's see. How did the religious girl get hot in like one episode? She was bookish and then she was hot. It was weird.
I think you can be bookishly hot. What's wrong with that?
But she wasn't at the beginning. She was bookish and then she became hot. It was weird. All right.
I don't know these things.
Okay. So Tysa, right?
Ty, I think they call her.
Yeah, they call her Ty, right? So now what's the... Is she sleepwalking? Is she possessed? Is she in possession of another personality?
I love that shit.
You love that?
And then the heavy implication is in the last episode that she dug into this magic to win herself the election.
Yes! She sacrificed the fucking dog.
Yes.
Which was a cunt move.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But then here's the thing, though. You know how she's sometimes eating dirt and hanging out in a tree? You know, shit like that? So now...
That was a great reveal, by the way. The way they did that, because suddenly it all dropped into place that, oh, the son's seeing her and that's why he's acting out, and you know,
he pastes up his window because he's like the girl in the tree.
She's sitting in the tree
and it's fucking her.
It's her.
Yeah, that's fucked
that's
up.
Chilling.
That was totally chilling, right? Yeah. And now you don't know what kind of woman she is and shit like that. So
the first time it happens is when her lover is, or her girlfriend is attacked by the wolves and she comes to herself and then pulls them off. And that's the other thing. The practical effects of the show are very good. Like the hole in that girl's
face. The hole in the
cheek?
That was fucking gross, man. Yeah, I know. That was... And this is why... I think to myself, when she's supposedly her second dirt-eating self, she seems like a savage. She seems like a fucking animal. So now we're asking, did the animal person create the shrine and do something as horrific as killing the dog?
I would have said that.
Or was it her?
I would have said that.
She acts like she didn't do it.
All the way through until that final shot where she wins the election. And the acting's very good.
Yeah.
It says to me, she knows why she won. There's this like her expression, and I obviously can't recreate it here, and why would I? It's a podcast. But
it's knowing.
It worked.
Yes, exactly. And so that's probably quite even more chilling. It's like this woman who's like, I care for my son so much, this, that. No, I'll happily sacrifice the dog and do a pagan ritual or whatever just to win. And then you see, like, when she's unsettled or she's, like, she's unstable because she's talking to that woman and having a cigarette and stuff. And then at the end she goes, fuck you, you know, just chucks the shit out of political suicide kind of thing.
Except, yeah.
So now you're saying, so the two sides of her.
So
you
did
might
she
say,
know at that point in time she could resort to black magic to win, if you want to call it that? Or Was it just like, no, I'm a powerful person and you're not going to, I'm not going to kowtow to you and what you want, fuck you. And
I think she,
and
she didn't know. I think she definitely thought she had
the horror magic. That she has when she realizes she's up that tree, though, that didn't look feigned to me. That was legit. Why? Who was she feigning it for?
Which is why that then answers the question of, is the cave woman doing the seance or the shit? Or like is she, said, it's her. We've gotten
conflicting information.
Yeah.
Has she grown into accepting it over the course of that half a season, you know,
from episode 5 to episode 10? Well, that's why it is. So now you've got two people. One, a ruthless political animal who is happy to use black magic. That's one person. And the other person is just a cave woman. That's what it is.
How much does it relate to what she saw and her grandmother saw when her grandmother died and this, you know, thing, this boy with no eyes or this dude with no eyes that came to presumably take her away.
That's right.
So fascinating.
I know, right? So the final episode, there's a moment where you see the flash of a dude in a doorway. Yes,
which he'd been in the opening credits the whole time.
So who's, do you have any theories here?
Well, I thought it was a guy who killed himself in the attic, but I could be wrong. I got nothing to back that up.
And the thing
apparently, that's the second thing I wanted to say. That will be revealed in the second season.
But you don't know whether that sequence was a hallucination.
Well, that was also really well directed. Like the end of Jackie and her death, dying in the cold after she has a huge falling out with Sean, and when it all comes out about what Sean has done and all the rest of it. That said, you know, Jackie got pissed off and then slept with, what's his name again? Travis.
Travis.
Dude, which really upset Natalie and formed a wedge between Travis and Natalie, although of course somehow they will end up back together. Whose dream was it? Was it a shared dream when she comes inside, everyone's welcoming her and putting the blankets around her? Because the theory is, and I don't know this, but I think I've read it before, having seen movies like this, that when you die of hypothermia, you actually get warm.
Oh, really?
It feels like you're getting warm and you just fall asleep. That's why you fall asleep.
Oh.
And you never wake up.
That is interesting.
So something happens because this part I do know that our cells, our nerve receptors aren't able to distinguish between 50 degrees centigrade one way or the other. Mm. That's why something's burning hot when it's really cold.
Makes total sense.
Right? So something similar might be happening there.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I think that's why it was.
Jackie and Sean, because it seemed to be from both their perspectives.
Yeah.
And then it starts with sort of...
Yeah, you're right.
Sean wakes up and goes, oh my God, looking outside, seeing the first snow has fallen and rushes out to find Jackie's corpse. But it seemed to start with Jackie...
Yeah.
So, again, that's really interesting to me.
So, let me ask you this. In the end of the show, the reason they don't want their story to get out is because it seems at this stage, because they actively murdered someone to eat them, as opposed to had to eat someone who was dead.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that is it.
Right? Yeah. So, that's probably it, right?
Yep. And then we don't know. Is it just one person or is it multiple people?
Yeah. And that's the thing. We don't know at the end, because it's a bit like Lost, where you have actually a lot of people, but you only focus on however many. So anyone else can sub in and out.
Yeah, are we going to flesh out the other girls who are out there? Because some of them have
barely had... That's the four seasons, mate. That's what's going on.
And we had barely any lines from some of the others. Yeah. I don't know. I really enjoyed all that part. And you mentioned the religious girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought her death was really cool.
All right, so...
Because they've dicked around a bit here in this show. Like, so Coach Ben loses a leg. You're like, he's going to last three episodes and die. He's still alive at the end of the season and seemingly he's going to make it.
That's a season 3 gambit.
Redhead goalkeeper gets her face bitten off and she's dead. Oh, no, she's alive and whatever, she's doing fine too. I'm like, hang on.
Well, in fact...
Are they not going to kill anybody off in this show in that timeline? And then, boom, she explodes. Obviously, she wasn't going to make it because otherwise I would have got out of there well within 19 months.
Well, more than that, when the way that it went down is that she's got a teddy bear next to her. She manages to get the bird airborne. Yep. She's flying over the lake. Hey, we're going to make it. Then the bird just... Sorry, the bear sets on fire. And then the entire aircraft explodes.
Yep.
So that's not a thing.
Like, and again, Lottie predicted that, right? Didn't she have...
But she was crushed more than anyone when it happened.
Because she
sank to her knees.
She knew, and they basically were still doing this anyway.
Oh, is that what you think happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, okay, so then are we to believe then that... Because teddy bears don't just spontaneously combust. Is the idea that something... Because she kept saying it didn't want him to leave. So the magic of the area or whatever's there caused her fucking bear to go on fire.
I don't know if the bear is what went on fire first.
Totally, what else would it be?
No, I didn't take it that way. I took it that the plane just... sitting there for how long? It burst into flames. The bear happened to go up first in the passenger seat next to her, and then it all went.
Oh, really? Because I was sitting there going, throw the bear out the window, woman! Just punch it out, son!
How quickly it goes from bear... Like I said, to me, it just felt like everything was on fire. Just
well, that's the thing. A bear going on fire wouldn't explode the plane. No. So, yeah, you're right. I guess it was the plane was on fire. Okay.
That's my sense of it.
All right. That's better. That gives me something.
Okay. But yeah, as you can tell, just from our discussions about these various bits and pieces and the mysteries, and to say nothing. Oh, then we had the blackmailer, and it turns out to be Shauna's husband.
That was good.
The money. That was good.
And it wasn't
I called it right from the get-go. I said, he's not having an affair. Absolutely not. And yeah. and I said that to the wife, and then I was vindicated in that one because I knew it was something else because she just – that was her rationale for having the affair with Adam. Actually, this is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Her lack of reaction when she kills Adam.
She don't give a fuck.
Shauna is a stone-cold psychopath.
Yep.
Whatever happens out there from the moment Jackie dies to the end of their time out there, I think she's a main instigator of it. You cut her up, you're good. She's already shown her proclivity with, I don't even know what it's called, where you catch your thing in your skin and kill it and make
take the edible meat out of it. To bleed
but
out.
But I would have thought once she went, oh my God, he's not the blackmailer, there should have been some kind of emotional payoff.
Exactly.
Like, hang on, I was into this guy. I mean, maybe I didn't love him because, you know, he's a short-term fling and whatever else, but he's a living, breathing human being who I've really connected with, and I've murdered him for no reason.
And then she's casually telling the other girls about it.
Yeah, she's whatever. So I kept waiting for there to be, and they haven't shown it. And I'm like, oh, I've been reading his character all wrong.
So is that a good gambit? It's like okay, so we all know that Christina Ricci's character, Misty,
yep.
is insane. But is the protagonist more insane? And you didn't know until, you know, that's a good thing. Okay,
yeah, so it's very interesting. Anyway, I think the show's great. I'm really enjoying it. Can't wait for season two. And I'm stunned that you weren't all that enthused by it. I thought you'd really enjoy it too.
It's fine. It's just the subject matter wasn't exactly the same thing that hooks. I'm a cheap date, Paul. I like boom, boom, and look at that. You know, so.
Take note, ladies. Boom, boom, and look at that.
Well, I love, look, Jack Reacher I adored. And we're gonna really disagree on or whatever we think. I know you haven't seen it yet.
But I haven't. I just can't imagine Jack Reacher is a better show than this. Or Reacher is a better show than this.
I would probably argue that it's not.
But you enjoy it more.
But that's I enjoy fine. It more, that's so fine. That's what it is. So yeah. My score is still not going to be shitty. It's probably going to be shitty than yours because you'll ask for mine first. But
Oh, no, fine. Here's my score, 83.
Ah, shit, that's really high, man. That's fucking high, man. 83 is high, man.
Because I fucking enjoyed the show. Have you not listened to me bang on for the last half an hour?
Fuck. Fine, it's a 69. Oh! Eat balls, man. Eat some balls.
8 out of 9 reviews this year. Wayne has scored lower than me.
I don't know what's going on, Paul. Am I bitter because I know you?
You tried that joke last week. You can't keep making the same excuse.
Wow. Maybe I'm a bitter old man now.
You made that comment just last week as well.
Get off my lawn, kids.
I reckon you'll be right next week. I think the
what's happening next week?
Next week we're doing Uncharted.
No, that's a tough one.
If you end up scoring that lower than me, all bets are off for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Let's see how it goes. All right, cool. There you are. There you are, people. That's our scores. Yellow jackets.
I don't think we need to give any final thoughts. You've heard it pretty loud and clear over the last half an hour and more. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can get in touch with us and let us know what you think about this episode, or review the general episodes, the show in general, via our new site, website. called thecountdownpodcast.com. Check that one out. All the links to everything else, our socials, Patreon page, merch store, etc., are all there for you to follow. And of course, join the Facebook list community. That's also the link there too.
Damn straight.
Thanks so much for joining us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And he is Negatron, the soundboard.
Your arguments are like my asshole, man.
Back in hell.
Except you still score harsher than me in 2022. We'll catch you next time. See ya.
See ya.